עלי שלו חלק א' דף קוף למד וו, פסיכה לעבידה פרטיס. יויסר מאשר בשירים הקודמים. More so than in the previous sharing, which were broad and more general in nature, אנו נכנסים בשעה זה לזוך עולמנו הפנימי. In this shower, we enter into an inner world. הן צעדנו הראשון בעבודתנו פרטיס הוא. The first step that we take is ללמוד כי אני זהו עולם מולי. To learn, to appreciate the fact that I is an entire world, I constitute a whole world. אין העני רק אוסף תגובויס על המסרחש מחוץ אליי. The I, the personality, is not just a collection, a bunch of responses to external stimuli. ואוסף שאיפויס למה שחוץ מעיני, a collection of aspirations for that which is outside. לא, it is not so. העני עצמוי הינו עולם החייכים עצמיים. The I is an entire world. I find this amazingly profound. It's obvious once one reads it, but when you look with this insight into the Western world, one sees that that's what it is. People are essentially a response to external stimuli that comes essentially from the media, but peer pressure, the media, what, and it's just a response to that and a desire to attain that which is outside. There's a very rare appreciation for the fact that the I constitutes an entire world. And he says this now, מרוב בני האדם נעלם כליל עולם פנימי זה. For most people, this inner world is totally hidden. They're not aware of it. They truly live in that way. רוב בני האדם חיים מסחיים בכיוון לעולם החיצוני. The vast majority of people, particularly in Western society, they live their lives outwardly directed. והם מפחדים להפוך את כיוון חיים פנימה. Afraid to turn that direction inwardly, אל עצמם, ולא רק לשעה, even momentarily, בעיקר מתוך סלידה בפני העולם הנסתר והזה של הזמן, essentially out of a repulsion for this hidden and alien world which resides within themselves. It's truly a remarkable idea. One should reflect on this and see. It's not difficult to detect this, that people live essentially as a response to stimuli from outside of them and as a collection of desires for that which is outside, being almost unaware completely of a world within. That's the first idea. Furthermore, כולנו תרודים בעולם המעשה. We're all involved in the world of action, the world of doing, of accomplishing. מושכל ראשון אומר לנו, it's axiomatic to us, שיש להרבויס במעשים בכל שטחים, that we must be active in all areas, לבנויס וליצור בעולם, to build, to construct, to innovate, to create, וגם להיבנויס ממנו, and also, in return, to be built by the worldly, his baseis way to find our feet there, ולמצוא בו יסמקום, and to find our place there. It's axiomatic to us. אולם, however, המאמין המעמיק, the person with אמונה who is a deep thinker, חייב להסבונן בזה, has to examine this, has to reflect and analyze. הלוי הבוירי סבורך מנהיגס אלמוי. The creator, we all acknowledge, manages his world. והוא כל יכול, and is omnipotent. ולא נבצר ממנו להביא או ילמו לידי תעודסו גם בלעדי מעשינו. It's not beyond him to bring this world to its ultimate destiny without our accomplishments. למה איפה היא מעשים? So why is it built in to this world that there should be so much doing and accomplishing and being busy? אי אפשר למצוא לזה טעם אחר. There's no other reason for this, רק זה, except for this. תכליס היצירה היא להביא אויסון לידי שלמוס. The purpose of the creation is to bring us to perfection, ושלמוס משיגים רק על ידי מעשים. And perfection is attained only through action. The author elaborates on it in this volume, also in the second volume, Daf Memches. There's a whole chapter devoted to this idea. In the second volume, if I remember correctly, Daf Memches. So again, the purpose is to bring us to perfection, but perfection can only be attained through action, activity, creativity, and mimele, it's wired into us, this axiomatic idea that we need to be creative and to do and to be busy. Ilazois, therefore, davka ba'al ma'asim chayav letapech olamo apnimi. Specifically, a ba'al ma'asim, a person who is accomplishing and doing, must nurture his inner world be'oifen shema'asav yechazku es pnimi yuso, in such a way that he's activities will strengthen his inner world. The main point is habuire enu zakuk lemasenu, to remember, to remind ourselves that the Creator doesn't need our accomplishment. It's there for us to perfect ourselves. He doesn't need it. The pasuk in Mishlei, im chachamta chachamta lach. If you grow wise, it affects you. You become wiser. Velatzta, if you become cynical, levadchatisa. It doesn't affect the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Psukim from Yoiv, im chatasa matif albo. If a person errs, you're not affecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Matif albo, you're not doing anything to him. Verabu pesha'echa, if your sins grow numerous, mata aseloi. Don't think that you're having any effect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im tzadakto matiten, if you do well, if you produce righteousness, it doesn't have any effect on Hashem. Bima miyadcha yikach. Habri'a mechuvenes el adam, the bria is for the perfection of man, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tachlisoi shel olam ha'maseh ishlimus adam. And again, the purpose of all this activity, this frenetic beehive of the world, is the perfection of man, and we need to understand that. Another point, bakivun el olamenu apenimi, in turning our lives around from being outwardly focused to being inwardly focused, there's another yeshno idin, another deep concept, kedusha yesh baze. That transformation incorporates ekdusha, my kedusha. So we know generally the usual definition, and there are many sources in our literature for defining kedusha as being transcendental and separate from the material. But there's more to say, and the author here proves by a process of illumination. Let's look at the opposite, and then learn from that an aspect of kedusha. A person who's metame himself causes himself to be dominated by desires of the body and materialism and similar things. Milevadzos, but besides that, hu goyrem letamtem liboy. What he does is to attenuate his own sensitivity, to weaken his own alertness. Leval yergish klal b'matzavoy. A person gets a situation where gradually he loses more and more a sensitivity to where he is. As we know, al tikev v'nit meisem bam, the pasuk in Shmini, I think. Don't read it simply as v'nit meisem bam, ela v'nit tam tem bam, says Gemara Yom HaLametes. It like a blockage. Timtum alev hu I hargasha b'etzmen. Chazal uses term, timtum alev, to connote a lack of sensitivity towards oneself. And the opposite is true in kedusha. Ha'yifech hu b'kedusha. Milvad ma she'meromemes es ha'adam me'al haguf v'chomei. Besides the usual definition, which I mentioned a moment ago, that it raises a person beyond the material. It makes him distinct, separate, and transcendent, beyond the body. That's the usual definition. But besides that, when yeh eir al yada, kedusha means the person is alert. Largish be'atzmo uv'matzavoy. He is aware of himself. U'le'akir mekomoy. It becomes, the body, or his self, becomes less opaque, more aware of where he is. Siman ladavar, here's a beautiful illustration of this. Beve'ur sedera b'chos shel ha'tfila. When the Gemara discusses why the brachos of the Amidah are arranged in a particular order, in Megillah of Yudzayin, Chazal ask, Amina, umar ulomar bina acha kedusha. Why is it that the fourth bracha, Chayinin Adas, which speaks about bina, knowledge and understanding, immediately after kedusha, that it follows the third bracha of the Amidah, which speaks of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Shneema, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, perik chavtes, vehikdishu es kadosh Yaakov, they will sanctify a kadosh Baruch Hu, ves Elokei Yisrael yaritzu, similar words, vesomichle, immediately followed by the words, veyadeu toyei ruach bina. And these people who were erring will achieve bina. So that juxtaposition is a hint to what we're saying. Following kedusha, bina, or they're associated with one another. Harei mima she'omrim kedusha, the author is explaining, from being involved in kedusha, zoichim li kedusha. One earns that, uvamei mitbateis, and as it expressed, she'ed im bina. It's followed by bina, by understanding. Sar ha'timtum, that blockage, which is really an expression again of lack of self-awareness, is removed. Bamei she'yit eruach, those who were erring before, knew you'ed ei bina, they become transformed into those who understand. Onwards, Keitzad Adam Chai B'Chivun El Atzmoy. What does it mean that a person lives with an inward focus as opposed to outward? Mekubal B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov. People say this typically in the name of Baal Shem Tov. Ki kol ma she'anu ro'im misaviv lanu. Whatever we see, whatever we notice outside of us, around us, hu kumoi ri'i, it's like a mirror. Asher bo hashgacha ha'eliyona mar'a lanu es atzmenu, where the hashgacha shows us things that are relevant to us. Kazeu kivun ha'mabat ha'penimi. This is what we mean by an inward focus, that one understands this, implies it, so that whatever one sees, whatever interactions, whatever, all that happens around us, that whole panoply, that rich backdrop that happens around us, is all taken by the person to be a reflection of himself, and then he applies it to himself. It's really in Chazal, in the beginning of Maseches Seita, Lama nismecha parashas nazir leparashas Seita. Why are these two passages in Parashas Nasoi, why are they juxtaposed to one another? Leimar lecha, to teach us, shekol haro'e seita bekilkulah, anyone who sees a seita in her degradation, yazir atzumin min hayayin, should separate from wine. When I see a person in his degradation, whatever it is, doesn't have to be as dramatic as a seitan, but something. Chazal are teaching us over here not so much to worry about that person, but I see myself. I find all of those intricacies of the chait potentially within myself. Notice over here, the author says, Chazal say nothing about mocking the choyte and anger at the choyte, nothing at all. We see the seita, Chazal don't say over here, throw rotten tomatoes at her. They say, yazir atzmoi, they give you advice legabe yourself. So instead of the mockery at the choyte, hineni mechapes etzes lenafshi, what I do is to seek counsel for myself, shelo yikashel kumo yisoy, knowing that I'm vulnerable and I must take steps to avoid what I see. That's how a person lives with an inward focus. It's a remarkably profound observation. A person who can live in this way and really see everything around him as a reflection of what he needs to repair within himself. Similarly, why are the two passages of Meraglim and Miriam juxtaposed at the end of Al Ischam and Ishlach, Lefish Lakesa al Iskei Diba, she unfortunately was punished for Iskei Diba, for her speech about her brother, Shedibra Beachia, Urshaim Halalu, and these Shaim Ra'u Velalakhu Musa. They saw and didn't apply to themselves. Ra'u, says the author, they saw Va'alehim lo naga miracle. It didn't touch them, it didn't move them. El Teich Oilamam Penimil Echiduavim. The matter, the incident, didn't penetrate the inner world. Yesh lihishtoimem, one should be astonished. Shebead zekinusam Chazal reshaim. Chazal in this midrash called them reshaim. Alo yitzadikim ayu beis hasha'a. They were at that moment they were tzadikim. They hadn't erred. Umimanhigeham, among the leaders. Rak lefirum dargas dor midbar. But according to the level of dor midbar, hayalem listakel al maase Miriam bechivon latzmon. They should have looked at this episode of Miriam with an inward focus, lehachdir zirus b'dibur l'oymek nafsham, to penetrate the soul deeply with the concept of care in one's speech, ve'loy lakachu musa. It's explicitly in Chazal, these ideas. V'amisrachesh misaviv, what happens around us, loy bilvat shumai l'adam nigiatzma. Not only does it show a person his own failings and vulnerabilities, elohu me'oirer gam kisufei aliyah. It also awakens within oneself yearnings to grow. This is a separate point altogether. It encourages within oneself that yearning to grow. Matzinu besifri al pasuk ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha in Parashas Re'ei. The Sifri says about this pasuk, kadosh atzmecha b'mutar lach, sanctify yourself in that which is permitted to you. Devarim ha'mutarim, those things that are permitted. V'acherim nohagim b'hem isur, but others treat them as forbidden. Al tatirem bifnehem, don't permit them in their presence. Lichoira yinu mevinim, if we read this superficially, we would understand ki lefanenu geder shel zehirus v'rigshos ha-machmirim. That Chazal are teaching us here a certain geder of sensitivity to those who are machmir. Shin yanhigu eto bifnehem, if I treat this issue leniently in their presence, alulim gam hem l'oreseter latzvam, they might also then justify being mako velin polim emderesam, and therefore to lose their particular level. That's, I think, that the superficial understanding. That's how we would explain this. Ulam lefize, the problem with this explanation is bilti muvan shasifi koze kadesh atzmecha. Why does the Sufi teach us this under the heading kadesh atzmecha, sanctify yourself? It's not an issue of kadesh atzmecha, but being sensitive to him. It just doesn't fit. Necessarily, the Sufi is here teaching something completely different and a very remarkable aspect of kedusha. When I find myself among those who are more careful than I am, what I need to do is to stimulate oneself, to kindle within myself the desire to be like them. At least while I'm in their presence, to observe what they're observing, just like a person sees a seita, Chazal told us, he has to take certain precautions for himself. So on the positive side, if I see a person who's more punctilious, who's more careful than I am, he must at least temporarily move himself, motivate himself to zeros. That's another gedur of kedusha. Hamakiris mekoimoy. Yachas amalus shatora nikmes ben. Chazal teach us in Pirkei Avos, one of the 48 steps is hamakiris mekoimoy. V'ine matzinu b'farshas Yisroi, before Matan Torah, v'gam ha-kohanim anigashim l'ashem hiskadosh. The Kohanim who approach Hashem should sanctify themselves. Again, it's Kadosho. Rashi explains, Hanigashim el Hashem l'akiv korbanos. He has to explain the Kohanim here, not the descendants of Aaron. At that point, it was the Bechorois, the firstborns who were designated to bring the korbanos. That's why he says, Hanigashim el Hashem l'akiv korbanos. Al yismechu al chashivusam l'alos. Should not rely on their status to grow. They must prepare themselves to stand firm in their place. Gam kan get in fresh kedusha. This too is another aspect of kedusha. She amdu b'makom nikbalem, to stand there where they've been designated to stand. Ve'lo yismechu al chashivusam liskevizem, but they mustn't rely on their status to go beyond what is appropriate. Hare yirtzu liskevizel Hashem. When Hashem reveals that they would want to go closer, would want to climb the mountain. They will think that being the Kohanim, being the ones who represent the nation, they're permitted. Maybe they even deserve it's coming to them. They're worthy of going further. An aspect of Kedusha is to recognize where he is. Be prepared to stand there and to know. One should under no circumstances seek growth and closeness to Hashem outside of where one is, outside of one's orbit. Because growth can only be anticipated when a person lives an inwardly directed life. This goes back right to the beginning of the chapter. The eye is not merely a bunch of responses to outside stimuli, not at all. The eye is an entire self-sufficient world. How is Zevus Mekumoy, one who leaves his place, Mishaiknatsmoy, Kedusha Visalus Lein Tzabechuknatsmoy? He will not find sanctity when he's distant from himself. Dafkuf Lametches, Mao Ha'adam Atsmoy. What is man himself? What is the essence of man? We are composed a combination of body and soul. This is a perfect combination, a fusion which is remarkable. One can't separate the two parts. Kol machashava, kol dibur kol masa. Every thought, every word, every action, memuzagim nigromim nafshim vegufanim gam yachad, are fused together from elements which are spiritual and elements which are physical. Everything that we do. This binding, this fusion of the soul into our bodies, it's the deepest secret of life. When the dissolution occurs, that is death. We can therefore describe three aspects of a human being. The body, the soul, and the effusion. Ha'adam atzmoi, when we speak about the essence of the human being, einenu ha'avchana chelkis, it's not to look at an element, el ha'avchanas chibug of nuch, but rather to ascertain and to notice the combination, the fusion of body and soul. V'chach koi rabbeinu ha'maharal es ha'chibush al guf ha'nefesh, the Maharal refers to this combination, ha'adam atzmoi, the essence of the person, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. If we take those words in the previous page about an inwardly directed love, an inward focus, now we can fine-tune the idea. That inward focus, where must you focus it on? It must be focused on that fusion, the point where the body meets the soul. Our avoda is never directed just at the body or just at the soul. The point where they connect. That's where the avoda is done, and that's where the inwardly focused person focuses his attention to that interface. Ulam, however, chibur ze soid kamus levarin isborach. This combination is a deep secret held by the Creator. V'terem yitzliach, no one has yet succeeded. Ul oylam yitzliach, and no one will ever succeed. Yerud yishanoi, person will succeed. Lefaneach eschidas akava, to resolve this riddle of the combination of body and soul. It's simply beyond the human ability to understand this fusion. Aval, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila ve'afnata bikirbenu. He revealed to us, and in fact implanted within us, es hamida ha-mechaber ben akzavos ve'negudim. That mida which can combine opposites, ve'amesugeles le'achdam alecha, not just combine them, but fuse them into one. Mida zoi hi ha-das. It's what we call das. Before continuing, let's just mention that after the author wrote the first volume and the second volume, later on he wrote a number of stories. One of them is called Kuntreis Kinyan Das, and the entire Kuntres is devoted to the idea of Das. So what we're saying over here is a summary. It's a concentrated version of what he says there in much more detail. This is the essence of the idea of Das. Then in Kuntres Kinyan Das, which Yemetz Hashem one day will record as well, he elaborates on these ideas at great length. At any rate, that's the midah which can take opposites and fuse them into one. Hu asher gersinu bivachos daf nun hei. Omar Rav Yehuda omar Rav, yoideaya betzalel letzareif oisiyos shnivu bein shamayim ba'oetz. He knew how to combine the letters with which heaven and earth were created. Kasiv hacha, in kisisa, perik lamed hei, vayimale ose ruach elokim, Hashem filled betzalel bechochma uvisvuna uvdas. Uchsiv hasam, it says in Mishlei Peregimel, Hashem bechochma yosad oetz. So he founded the earth with the midah of chochma. Koinen shemayim bisvuna, tvuna is bina, that's for the heavens. Uchsiv, and the next pasuk says, bedatoi teomes nivkal, with his das teomes nivkal. So there's a gzera shava. What Hashem did with heaven and earth and their combination, Bezalel did also chochma and tvuna, and then das in order to connect heaven and earth through the Mishkan. Das himidas atziruf. That's the midah of combination. Uvchoychah yada Bezalel livnos Mishkan. It's with it that Bezalel knew how to build the Mishkan. Asher bo muchadim shamaratz. It's a point of interface between heaven and earth. Ulai zo yitachlis yetzira. Perhaps you can say that this is the purpose of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eshit lanu chelkei ela minogadim ze lezeh. He gave us various components which are opposite to one another. Keguf veruach, body and soul. Eretz veshamayim. And in that contrast, it says man and woman. All of these opposites. Our job is to combine them and fuse them into one. The midah that's given to us as a tool for this colossal job, he hadas. Says the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Gimel, Gedeila de'a shenitena ben shtei etiyos. Das is great. It is expressed between two names of Hashem. Shenema, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Beis, Eil De'ois Hashem. So De'ois is between two names of Hashem. V'chulei. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Mikdash. The concept of the Mikdash, Shenitan ben Shtei Siyas, it's mentioned between two names of Hashem. Shenemar, we said every morning, Shirasayam, Hashem, Mikdash, Hashem. Ve'omar b'ilazar, these are all related. Kol adam sheyesh bo de'ah, a person of das, ke'ilu nivne b'sa Mikdash b'yamav. It's as if the base of Mikdash was built in his days. De'ah nitena ben Shtei Siyas, as we saw a moment ago, das is mentioned between two names of Hashem, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. It fuses together Chesed and Din. Mikdash nitan ben shtei siyos, as we saw. Mikdash is mentioned between two names. Haynu shemechaber shamayim v'aretz. It combines heaven and earth, joins, fuses. Das hi hanekuda merkazis ba'adam. Das is the central point in man. Again, it's the point where we spoke about before. An inwardly focused person focuses on that, on the interface between body and soul. Hamikdash hanekuda merkazis ba'olam. Mikdash is the main point, the central point in the world. Therefore, hamisyatzev hanekudas hadas ba'avodas, a person who's focusing on das in his avodah, achaz ba'ma'ala mechoz l'minyan mikdash. What he has, what he's grasped, is the essential midah necessary to build a mikdash, which is why Rabbi Elazar says, a person of das, it's as if the base of mikdash was built in his days. Ilazes, therefore, one of the main aspects of avodah is livli hafrid b'shum oifen b'machshava u'maseh. Never to separate between thought and deed, not to have that inconsistency. Ben seichel v'regesh, not to separate the mind from the emotions. Ben chiyuv v'kiyum, not to separate obligation from fulfillment. To fuse all of these into one. Machshavois amukois agur b'chokim. Many thinkers have developed deep thoughts. And they may have also established deep ethical principles. But by them, often, there was a huge gulf between what they demanded and what they fulfilled. Even by the thinkers themselves, never mind their followers. Not so in the Torah and its great achievers. In the Torah, kol perud kaze, every such separation between what we call theory and practice, let tum'a yechashev. It's considered tum'a. It's considered intolerable. Umam irim divrei rama mipanu alav shalem. His words just illuminate things. He's one of the great Balei Kabbalah, I think the second generation after the Arizal. Ki miyesoid Hashem hu elokim. The idea of that powerful phrase, it comes from the Melachim Perik Yudches, when Eliyahu Navi challenges Nevi'e Abal, and at the end, the dramatic conclusion, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, and we said in Yom Kippur at the climax, the idea is, Shehavaya Nivlas Bashgacha, Hashem Hu Elokim, existence within Ashgacha, Yetze Ke Halimud Hu Amaseh. That deep concept leads Mimele to that, Halimud Hu Amaseh, meaning, Kloimar, Shebemes Ein perud ben limud u'maaseh. There isn't and there cannot be, we may never allow a distinction between our learning, our knowledge, and our fulfillment. Uv'seich ha'maaseh nivla limud. The action incorporates within it the limud. The limud is within the action already. V'sheze mechuyav misod eichud atzmoy. That's this idea stems from the eichud of Hashem, Hashem's unity himself. Shehu hu yesod kol haTorah kulah, which is the very foundation of the Torah. Ad kan.